the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. Brad Powers in 30 seconds. Download the free OddsTrader.com app to compare betting odds from licensed sports books, access injury reports, in-game action, and much more. Go to OddsTrader.com. Thank you to Alexander for your support. Great site. Check it out, OddsTrader.com.
All right, every Friday at this time, Brad Powers joins the program. Excellent college football analyst, handicapper, better as well. Brad, good morning. Thanks for the time today. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Yep. I'm going to go back to Sunday when the numbers are first released here at Circa. And I believe that you were responsible for moving this Wisconsin number when it opened up at 5, the Badgers favorite over Notre Dame this weekend. Tell us why you like Wisconsin so much.
Yeah, well, first off, it's always a numbers play for me. I thought at the very least Wisconsin should be in that 6.5 range, and that's where I anticipated the market to move it towards. So it's always that first. But on top of it, I just think it's a bad spot for Notre Dame as far as matchup-wise. I mean, I look at Wisconsin, and, you know, Notre Dame has really struggled protecting their quarterback. And it's not like they played, you know, three teams like the 1985 Bears. I mean, they've given up 14 sacks against Toledo, Florida State, and Purdue. Wisconsin's got the best defensive front seven that they've seen. So that's number one. Number two, you got a Wisconsin team that I think is being underpriced in the market just because of some inefficiencies in the red zone. I mean, if they just punch it in one time against Penn State and win that game, I think we're talking about Wisconsin, not Iowa, not Michigan, and not some of them other teams, Penn State in the Big Ten, as being, you know, a team that can contend and maybe even beat Ohio State this year. So, I mean, that's just two of the reasons why I took it.
Okay. Can you share with our listeners that tweet that you put out about Notre Dame games, which is astonishing?
Yeah, so it's just quite simple. I mean, in the last 40 Notre Dame games, if you just bet the favorite on the money line, you're 39-1. The only exception was Notre Dame beating Clemson last year as a 5-point dog. I mean, Notre Dame takes care of, and kudos, Brian Kelly and company, they take care of business as a favorite. But when they got to step up and they're playing somebody better than them, they just they don't pull upset. So 39-1, not too bad if you're playing the money line favorite in Notre Dame games.
Let's say it's close Saturday, either way. What are you looking to do? What's the buy sign on with the Cincinnati game then the following week with Cincinnati off the buy going to Notre Dame?
Well, I think the game's going to be, you know, close to pick 'em. I mean, I have Cincinnati slightly favored in the game. I see some opening lines like DraftKings and whatnot have like Notre Dame -1. I'm not sure that I'd have a max bet on Cincinnati. I mean, just crossing through zero is not a big enough power ratings disparity for me. But
yeah,
I mean, as of right now, I think Cincinnati is going to be about a 1.5-2 point favorite.
Oh, okay. Very good. Right. Okay, another big game. A&M and Arkansas from Jerry's World. It's been a struggle here on offense for A&M since they lost the quarterback. I mean, it was New Mexico. You had that good call with A&M getting there. But Arkansas off to a great start and then blowing out Texas, very impressive win. This number has come down. What do you think of the game here with A&M and Arkansas?
Well, I don't agree with the move. And you know, bear with me. I mean, here's what I start like looking at this time of year. I like comparing lines. And 2 weeks ago, Texas was a 6-point favorite at Arkansas. I get it. Arkansas dominated. They easily won, easily covered, clearly the right side. But again, Texas, and depending, you know, throughout the course of that week, Texas was up to a 7-point road favorite in that game. Even with the backup quarterback, A&M is a better team than Texas. In fact, I think they're a much better team than Texas. This is a neutral site game, and yet A&M is laying, you know, a couple points less than what Texas was just a couple weeks ago. So for me, I think the market's over-adjusted for how good Arkansas has been, and because of that, you know, I think there's some value on A&M.
This has been a pretty wild series going back the last decade or so. In terms of wins and losses, Brad, A&M, they've dominated. I think they've won 9 straight. But if you go back and look at the history here, it's either like overtime, blowing leads, craziness, shenanigans, whatever. I mean, it's – yeah, right? I mean, this series has been pretty wild.
Yeah, I mean, A&M has won 9 straight. I mean, 5 of those have been by 7 points or less. So it's been a really close series. But, I mean, I guess the difference is in a lot of those games, A&M was laying, you know, well into double digits, if not 3 touchdowns. Not laying that this time. They just, I mean, basically need to win the game by a little margin, not a lot.
Is this the weekend that Clemson's offense gets going?
You know, I think so. I just think the market, and this is another one where I think the market's, you know, downgraded Clemson too much. I mean, they struggled against Georgia's defense in an opener. Guess what? A lot of teams are going to struggle offensively against Georgia's defense this year. You know, I watched the game last week. They were moving the football. I mean, until the weather delay, they got a touchdown. They got stopped on downs. And three of their four possessions, they were moving the football against, you know, Georgia Tech's defense. And then all of a sudden, you're a big favorite. You get a 2+ hour weather delay. All the energy in the stadium sucked out. And I get it that they stunk in the second half offensively. So I just think, and when I look back to the summer, the Westgate Superbook had Clemson favored by 19 points in this game. And, I mean, Clemson's defense, last I checked, still hasn't allowed a touchdown this year. So there hasn't been a downgrade there. Have you upgraded NC State that much? They beat a couple tomato cans, and when they had to step up, they lost on the road by 2 touchdowns to Mississippi State. So I just think, you know, that's way too much of an adjustment here just because of Clemson's offense. I took the Tigers.
Okay, let's go to your best bet. And Kleiman's a fantastic coach. A nice win to take out Nevada last week, and we were high on Nevada going into the season. And then you have somehow, some way, Oklahoma State's 3-0, but they haven't been impressive.
Yeah, so I like Kansas State quite a bit. Favorite bet I made on the Circa openers was Kansas State +9. I mean, that's how much I like that bet. I still, even though it crossed through 7, it's moved several points, I still would take Kansas State plus the points there. I mean, obviously, I think they're a live dog, so maybe sprinkle a little bit on the money line with the Wildcats here. I just think, you know, they've been by far the more impressive team. You got a couple of 3-0 teams. You look at Kansas State, you know, dominating Stanford in the opener. Last week, and, you know, they really got after Nevada in the fourth quarter of that game. Oklahoma State sitting here, probably the phoniest 3-0 team in the country, could easily be 0-3. And it's not like they've played a who's who of a opposition so far: Missouri State, Tulsa, and Boise State. So to me, it's going to be a line of scrimmage type of game, and Kansas State, to me, wins the line of scrimmage.
Okay. Did you make any bets this week that went against you?
Yeah, I did. Nevada, Boise State total. I guess maybe I haven't adjusted enough for Utah State's offense being so dynamic and running so much tempo. So I bet that game under 66.5, and now it's 70. That's probably one of the worst bets I made all year so far. A line moving not only against me, but, you know, 3.5 points against me. But I'll say this. You know, I know a lot of guys just play numbers. And to me, I'm always numbers first. But I'm not sure that all the analytics guys take into consideration. This is a 10 a.m. local start time.
There you go.
So, to me, I'm not sure that the offenses are running at, you know, full 100% at 10 a.m. in the morning.
Yep. Great call. Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch Vieson, the Sports Betting Network. College football expert Brad Powers, our guest. Follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. Biggest upgrade so far.
Well, let's talk about the Michigan schools. I mean, I thought they'd be much improved coming into the season, and still they've far exceeded even my expectations I've had for the Wolverines and the Spartans, specifically Michigan. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, not only are they 3-0 against the number, but, I mean, they're the number one cover margin team in the country, covering by 18 points per game. It's remarkable. And, I mean, obviously people are liking them this week. They're betting them up to a 21-point favorite against a pretty good Rutgers team, or at least, you know, much better than what they've been in the past. So Michigan, huge upgrade, and then Michigan State. I mean, how can you not like what you've seen from them, specifically in the Northwestern, the Miami games, winning those games outright and winning them outright with margin. So Michigan, Michigan State, big upgrades.
Okay, and I can't believe this because I really like the guy at Hawaii. They are not happy with Rolovich at Washington State. I know they're off to a good start, but Washington State lost at home as a big favorite to Utah State. Then they're up 14-0 right away against USC, and they get run out.
Yeah, I mean, my biggest downgrade, at least from last week, was Washington State. I mean, I like Rolovich, too. Great quote, a very personal guy, did a good job at Hawaii. But I'm not sure that this is going to last much longer than 2 or 3 years with all the off-the-field type of stuff. And then on the field, 0-3 against the number, failing to cover by about 2 touchdowns per game this season. And I got to tell you, you're up 14-0 at home. It's weather. You're playing a team with an interim coach, with a backup quarterback, and you give up the final 45 points of that game. I mean, that was abysmal last week.
Yep.
Sure. Can we close on this, too? Because we're fired up for Ole Miss and Alabama. How high can you make a total in an Alabama game? And what do you think the number will be next week?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be in the mid-70s. I mean, 75, 76 sounds about right at this point. I will say this. I know last year's game, you know, was 100-plus points, but Ole Miss's defense is making some stops.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Alabama, to me, is more of an under team than what they've been the last couple of years because they're not firing all cylinders on offense. And then defensively, they should be better. So I'll probably play a little bit under if it is that high. And you certainly can't make it in the 80s. I'll tell you another thing. I'm looking to bet Ole Miss in the game. So if I'm getting 17 or more, well, I'm firing away on the Rebels.
Good to
sounds
know.
Sounds yeah. about right.
Yeah.
That sounds because of what they were laying in the swamp. Okay. Yeah.
Follow him on Twitter. He is at BradPower7. Brad, thanks again for waking up so early with us today, and good luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yep. Great job.
So he mentioned that he took K-State immediately, +9. That's his best bet of the weekend. And he said, even though it's moved through key numbers, he still likes it. It's +6 right now at most spots, actually. And he said he's going to, you know, would dabble maybe a little bit on the money line as well.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I like UNLV tonight. It's a bad spot for Fresno. You're catching 30.5. You almost beat Oregon. You go to UCLA and win.
I need more than a bad spot to bet it. To bet on
yeah, I would. Yeah. How about the Liberty game? That's a good game.
That is a good
Liberty
game.
Liberty and Syracuse. That's Liberty's a, only six. Game. Yeah, there's four college games there.
Yeah. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Tease up, tease down, or pass in the NFL coming up next. Should we be careful with a rookie quarterback?
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Great job by Jeremy Plonk yesterday. A $19 winner with Social Whirl. Now it's Jeff Siegel, Express Bet Analyst. Let's see what he can do for the Follow the Money Army. Let's go to Belmont and race 6. He likes the 6, Judge Davis. 9-2 on the morning line. I'm playing it. And Gulfstream, race 9. He likes the 2. Hot Foot Susie. Susie, yeah. 6-1. You can bet these races and more using First Bet, the preferred horse betting app of VSiN. First Bet has a special offer for new customers. Get an instant $10 free upon sign up and then earn $10 for every $1,000 wagered up to $1,000. Use the bonus code Vegas1000. VSiN.com/horses for details. VSiN.com/horses promo code Vegas1000.
Siegel likes the Sues.
Sues.
All you right.
Know, other thing, too, to watch with this Buccaneer game, and our friend Tony had this on Twitter, the Bucs' fourth quarter defense since last year, nothing in the Super Bowl, 3 against Rodgers, shutout Breeze, 7 against Heineke, 7-0-3-0-0-3-6-7-6-3-0-6-0-0. Unbelievable. They don't give up anything in the fourth quarter.
So fourth quarter unders.
Fourth quarter's on, yes.
Or actually the team they're playing, team total team under fourth quarter, if right. you can do that.
Better. Good.
All right.
The other thing, too, did you see Golladay, who's banged up?
Yeah.
Did you see I was yelling at Garrett?
Yeah.
You? He's like...
I know, I saw
Garrett's
like the
not
angle.
Even in the...
I know.
Garrett's not even in the picture. He's screaming at Jones the whole time. So, throw me the ball. I'm open. Clapper's nowhere to be found.
I hope he's telling the truth, because if anybody deserves to be yelled at all times, it's Jason Garrett.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And Danny Dimes actually has looked good so far.
Well, that's the thing that troubles me here, because I want to take Washington. But if Danny, what is with this defense?
Well,
are they going to blitz Josh Allen? Because he loves pressure.
Okay.
It's like Joe DiVola. I encourage intruders. Allen wants you to blitz him.
That's crazy. I
mean, this is, right. But if Danny Dimes can move this third down defense is a joke.
So we talked to a lot of people during the week. I want to give credit to Michael Lombardi. Did he not say this during the summertime as well? And I think that he's the one who told us about this maybe like recently, where the defense, it's like they have a lot of good talent, but as a unit, they do not. Like this goes back, and he pointed out how they played like a lot of crappy quarterbacks last year. And so it could have been a little misleading. And so far, that appears to be the case. There's a ton of talent, though. I mean,
very disappointing.
They got to get it together.
Very disappointing.
So when we did this, we'll do this every single Friday. You know, tease up, tease down, pass in the NFL. Teasers are very popular. Hell, it's probably my favorite way to bet the NFL. Last week, a lot of people were saying, why would you tease to 9? Go through 10, 10 and a half. We do this strictly. And if you want to do other teasers, that's on you. We do this based on two-team, six-point teasers. So that's the for this segment, and that's how we tease games. That's what we're going to talk about. So if you want to find better numbers, and if you want to play a three-team, seven-point teaser, whatever it is, have fun with it. But that's not the goal here of what we're trying to accomplish during tease up, tease down, or pass. And you always want to like try to tease down or up through key numbers. Teasing down below 3 makes a lot of sense. Up past 7 or plus 10 if you can get there on a six-pointer is also a good idea. Example number 1 on the board, the Cardinals down to, well, it looks like the number's now 7.5 pretty much universally. So the Cardinals down to 1.5 at Jacksonville.
Where are the stops coming from? I can't imagine. Jacksonville, the turnstile. And now you have to, you can't stop anybody, and now you're banged up in the secondary. We said earlier, 23 games in a row, you've allowed at least 17 games in a row, you've allowed at least 23. You're 15 in a row, you've allowed 350 yards.
And the Cardinals are weaponized, my man.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Hopkins actually has the rib. He did not practice yesterday. Even without Hopkins, who might be the best receiver in football, look at the weapons now that he has to work with.
Moore, offensive rookie of the year. That could happen.
Sure could.
Monster game against the Vikings.
A.J. Green with appearance last week. Kirk has been playing good football. Just slowing him down at all. Kyler Murray is quickly becoming like one of my favorite football players just to watch. That's why I don't like to bet against the guy, because anything can happen on any given play. The Ravens down to 2.5 at Detroit. You want to tease the Lions up?
No, I can't do it.
Neither do I. Lions had a chance at the back door on Monday night. Down, 18 points, catching 11.5 with the ball late fourth quarter, and did not get there.
Yeah, I teased the Ravens down.
The Ravens down to 2.5?
But I guess something funky could happen with Lamar, but that's they're just going to gash him on the ground.
The Buffalo Bills at home down to, well, where's this number at actually this morning? Is it 7?
7.5.
Seven and a half. So down to 1.5. Now look at that now. Down to 7 at a lot of spots, yeah.
Ah, God.
So down to 1. You want to go with the football team up? I'm laying off the Bills.
Why are they 1-11 with 6-plus days of rest? That doesn't make any sense.
That's a great question.
That's one of the most bizarre things I've seen with these trends. You're 1-11 with extra rest in NFL? I don't know.
I actually need to see more from both these teams, right? Well, the Bills specifically. I'm not super excited to get involved here with the teaser. I bet the football team earlier in the week at plus 9. Their offense is certainly not the 2020 version so far. The defense has actually been the highlight of the Buffalo Bills, but all things considered, again, who they played so far.
Well, also going back, it's been very profitable to play against teams that score 30 points or more. Well, it used to be. Now I know the league's changed with the passing. But when you blow someone out by 30, and then the next week, but it's a big opportunity here because they should get the 3-1 because they have the Texans at home next week. Yeah.
We also do not tease to the money line. It's not a good idea. Saints up to 9 at New England. In theory, again, this is a lower scoring game with a total at around, 42.5.
Jameis Winston's got 259 yards in 2 games. He's who we thought he was.
I'm not going to go that far yet.
He is. I think he's going to be in for a long day with Belichick.
Well, that part certainly could be true.
Now, are they going to be able to run the ball? No. Now, what does Mac Jones do? But remember, the New Orleans defense is banged up as well.
Yes, it is.
Just look at the total. Total keeps coming down. There's a 42 out there in this game.
42, 42.5, and right. 43 looking at it.
Right. Yeah. But the one, I don't think a Belichick will ever allow it to happen, but you just wonder with what's on deck for New England, too. I know people keep tweeting and sending that email in, but that's, let's be honest, Saints were humiliated last week. They were awful.
They were.
It was a horrible performance, but I just think Winston is a bad quarterback.
Chiefs down to, well, now the number's up to 7, so the Chiefs down to 1. You can get Chargers plus 13 on the flip side on a six-point teaser.
Chiefs. Are they going to lose back-to-back? Mahomes going to lose back-to-back? You want to trust the Chargers? Can't do it. All these close losses.
You want to go Falcons up to 9?
Yes.
At the Giants?
Yes. Giants, horrible home favorite.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I don't like the Falcons.
Atlanta plus 3 is a popular pick. But I can't. I'm with you. I can't do it. I bet Atlanta the first 2 weeks.
So have I.
They're not going to get.
Getting there again this week is just difficult for me. But the plus 9, I could probably get there. I was reading that. I think they're going to even start get I can't believe this. Kyle Pitts is going to get more involved. I went back and looked yesterday. Have you seen the targets so far? It goes Ridley number one in terms of targets so far through two games.
Right.
Pitts has 14. Mike Davis, the running back, has 13. Do you want to spread the ball out to the guys who actually make sense to throw it to a little bit more than this? Good. I mean, if we're sitting here in like 5 weeks and it's Kyle Pitts has, you know, 39 targets and Mike Davis has 35, I'm going to lose my mind.
I'm all ready to say bad hire with Smith. I'm all ready to call that. And even a worse decision not to take a quarterback in a draft.
I think so. Yep. Browns down to minus one, 1.5 against the Bears.
Yes. Fields, you know how rookie quarterbacks have done in their first start. Plus, he's on the road. But Cleveland, I mean, there's an opportunity here, though. I could see it. They run the ball. Maybe Mayfield's careless with the ball. Fields makes a couple plays. Cleveland's defense has been a joke so far. I mean, it's Mahomes. But, okay, well, look what Tyrod Taylor did.
Sure.
I mean, Cleveland has got it, especially in the second half. They got lucky last week because of the injury. Yep. Cleveland's got a lot to fix on defense.
We can go rapid fire here. Bengals up to plus nine at the Steelers.
That's a pass.
I think that's a total
pass. Because
the
Bengals are on the road.
Dolphins plus 10 at the Raiders on a 6-point teaser. It's actually, I think, now 10.5 you can get.
Yeah.
Well, no, you can't. I take that back. Nope, no, you can't. On a 6-point teaser. I think I'll pass. You can find better options. Rams up to plus 7.5 versus the Buccaneers.
No opinion.
Find it intriguing, but at the end of the day, if Tom Brady, you know, puts 38 up on him and Stafford turns the ball over three times, I'm not going to be happy with myself. Vikings up to plus 7.5 versus the Seahawks. We talked about this the other day. I'm okay with it. I don't think that you are. I like the Vikings.
But Wilson has a big game.
The Dalvin Cook injury, though, too.
Right.
Pay attention to that. Packers up to 9.
Packers, no. Eagles, yes.
Eagles, you can get... Right now,
that's
it looks like 9.5. Yeah,
I think the Eagles win the game. Packers, I just their history in California. No,
all right, so follow the money here. I'm okay with the Packers at plus 9. I think I haven't bet it yet, but more NFL coming up next. I will give you a penalty that has been called 14 times already this season. It was called once after 2 weeks in 2020. It's not taunting. And it's not talked about that much. Details coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Want from your sports book, great odds, personalized promotions, same game parlays you can boost for even bigger payouts. How about a faster app with easier withdrawals and complete security? Live your bet life at PointsBet. Great odds, bigger payouts, and a fast, reliable book. Download the app now and use code VSIN2K to get your first bet risk-free up to $2,000. VSIN2K must be 21. Terms and conditions apply. Void where prohibited.
No, I don't want you to overreact here, Paulie. Because I think probably 2 weeks into the season or 3 weeks into the season, we always have this idea in our heads that, boy, oh boy, we're seeing a lot of flags this year in the NFL. But does it feel to you like we're maybe seeing a little bit more than usual?
The last week of the late games was out of control. No flow, too many penalties, and it just shame on the league that taunting is a point of emphasis.
It's so dumb.
The stuff, the last thing we want is more flags.
Yes, exactly
and
right.
And more airtime with Corrente and some of these bozos. Yeah,
that game.
And then the point of emphasis. Let's look at this. Let's let them play.
Okay. So this is from Rick Gosselin. We pointed this out to you earlier in the week. There's a red flag for NFL officiating. Through 17 weeks in 2020, there was never a weekend when 200 penalties were assessed. The high was 198 in week two. This season, officials assessed 214 penalties in week one, 221 in week number two.
Yeah.
He also pointed out 256 NFL games in 2020. Officials assessed at least 20 penalties in only two of those games. We've already had three so far this year. And then this tweet from Terry McCauley at SNFL, at SNF Rules. He pointed out this may be an unpublicized point of emphasis, his words, in the NFL. ineligible player downfield. 2020, fouls after week 2, 1. 2021, fouls after week 2, 14.
My God. What a fiasco.
How is it? I mean, are teams screwing this up? I mean, you got to call that. I mean, he pointed out with a follow-up, he was answering questions like, well, look, I mean, it's unfair for teams to have ineligible players down the field to the defense. It's completely unfair. You got to call it. But why is this happening so often?
Is it because of their superiors and how the officials are graded? I mean, isn't it like the cops at the end of the month? Ah, there they are. They're everywhere, pulling people over left and right. Got to get the speeding tickets, right?
Is it because of...
Well, what is that? I mean,
could it be because, again, 3 preseason games, a lot of the teams said, nah, we're not going to really play anybody this year. Could that be a part of the reason? Maybe it is. Maybe it's going to take, from here on out, it's going to take these teams 1, 2, sometimes 3 weeks to shake off some of the rust. I mean, we saw it with Green Bay against the Saints in week 1.
So
I mean, they looked like the worst team in football.
Yeah. So frustrating and disappointing. Please stay out of the way. We have to go through this all the time in Major League Baseball. Bad enough with the NBA that they think they're the stars. But in Major League Baseball now with the ump show, they got kicking out grounds crews and all this other business. And
right.
Now with all these guys want the airtime, and the NFL actually thinks, yeah, call penalties.
I never had any action on the Cowboys-Chargers game last week.
Oh, I was so disappointed.
I was so mad watching the game.
Oh, killed the flow. Killed the flow. The other one, too, I guess I can't believe the league did this, but I know coaches are going to scream, holy hell. They're adding a playoff game Monday night.
Well,
oh, imagine if you're on that game, that disadvantage that's in. Ooh-hoo.
On a quick turnaround, and they're only going to have one game on Monday night.
Yep, and I love what they did this past week, and I love the fact, I mean, yeah, you might get some teams in there under 500, but you love the back-to-back triple headers. And we watched out at the pool that last year. It was great.
Sure.
With the Bills game. Was the Packer game the late game? And the middle game was the Rams in Seattle. But now you're going to go 2 on Saturday, triple header on Sunday. The Sunday night game was awesome last year. To have a Sunday night playoff game, nuts, Cleveland and Pittsburgh. Now they're going to put a playoff game on Monday night.
So if they're going to do that on wildcard weekend, could they not put a playoff game on the following Monday night? And whoever plays on the first Monday night weekend should also play on the second weekend on Monday night. That makes sense to me. And then the winner of that game would play. At that point, we're going to be talking about the championship games. So then they can play on Sunday. Well, they go through this during the regular season. I don't know.
Would you watch the Manning brothers with a playoff game?
I would watch the Manning brothers more if they put them on Thursday nights, too.
That'd be another good move.
Playoff game, sign me up. Thursday night football, I'm in.
Right. I mean, really, how do you... You're going to get excited? I know the props are fun. You fired up for Jacksonville and Cincinnati next week?
Well,
that,
I mean...
They need the Manning brothers for that one.
Compared to what we saw last night, I am fired up for that game.
Did you see the ratings of the Manning brothers? It was up 180% or something?
It's big. Word of mouth, yeah.
So it was like, well, we're going to do 10 of these. And then the ratings came in, and they immediately said, oh, yeah, you're on Eagles-Cowboys now. Yeah.
Hey, Peyton, what do you need? How much money do you want? This is, by the way, again, so on that Monday kind of turnaround thing in the playoffs, I saw this on Twitter from Warren Sharp. ATS records of Sunday winners of wildcard games since 2002 by day of their next game. So Sunday they win. They advance to the next weekend. Normal rest the next Sunday, they're 19-7 with a push ATS. If they play the next Saturday, short rest, they're 6-6. Making a wild card game winner play a divisional opponent on short rest is extremely unfair. Records of Sunday winners, again, wild card game since 2002, by day of their next game. Sunday, the next week, 13-14. Saturday on short rest, 3-9. And you know for a fact that coaches and maybe some players are going to be bitching.
Absolutely.
That are going to be playing on Monday night. And I got to tell you, I will probably be in their corner because of it.
Yep. This will be a fun week Sunday. I think a lot of hells could break loose on Sunday. Everyone tweeting this are exactly right. There's so many games to tease. And also with what's going to happen with these quarterbacks. And I think you can expect a mess when the injury report comes out.
I think so too.
Bills, Browns, Ravens. Let's just start there. Chiefs. You want to tease up the Falcons and the Saints. Cardinals is another one to tease down. Broncos. I mean, it's just, there's so many damn games you can tease, right in that sweet spot.
Yep.
All these, most of these teams just have to win.
So another thing going on, and one of those teams where I've already played
And already started off with Carolina.
I know. Yeah, it did.
Right.
I'm involved. So I was involved with Carolina on teasers last night. First leg is there. I'm on Arizona this week on teasers. I bet it earlier in the week, so minus one. Look, maybe in my head, I'm way too low on Urban Meyer as a head coach already. And I told you before the season, I think there's a chance he could be the first coach to leave. And then we saw the body language when he was asked about the USC job. He looks down. You know, just the worst possible body language of all time, right? And then, so they lost to the Broncos last week. This soundbite again, just another, I gotta downgrade Urban Meyer even more if that's possible. This is Vic Fangio, head coach of the Denver Broncos, talking about, you know, the discussion that he had after the game briefly with Urban Meyer.
You know, I don't know Urban Meyer at all, really. I met him the other day, you know, shook his hand before the game and after the game. And his comment to me was, every week it's like playing Alabama in the NFL. You know, and that's it. Everybody's capable of beating everybody.
I don't know. Maybe there's nothing to that whatsoever. But it's just another comment. Like, did he expect this to be easy?
I think that's a preparation type of comment. Like, Urban Meyer's like, wow, this is very... Well, right, what would you expect? But that's also, with all those years, as you're a 28-point favorite. You just roll out of bed and say, all right, we're going to run the ball and
show up with your C game and win by 40.
You have so much talent. All your opponents are outclassed for the most part. Which now it's like...
What did you think?
It's been ugly. They've been humiliated in both games.
Yes, they have been.
And I was gonna make the case because who screws up the teaser this week? Arizona has some bad losses last year.
They did on the road, by the way.
I can't get there. They've lost 17 in a row. They can't stop anything. How bad they are defensively. And Lawrence is turning the ball over. And he had 100 yards passing. They had one nice drive. That was the end of that last week.
Yeah, I know.
Right. So Jones could be all over him Sunday. How are they going to move the ball? And now you got as bad as his defense is, and it's historically bad, with 15 straight games allowing 350 yards, second longest of the Super Bowl era. Now you got all these young guys in the secondary. I mean, Murray just should be licking his chops here.
Especially if Hopkins is going to be a go, which, again, I don't know, he missed practice yesterday, but how are they going to slow down or neutralize the weapons that he has to work with?
So you're telling me that's the worst, at least going in, that was the worst team in the division? Might be Seattle, but still, between the AFC and NFC West,
very good.
These things are loaded.
Yeah, seriously. So anyway, I'm comfortable playing Arizona on teasers. Would you play them in survivor pools? Again, you have some good spots down the road here at Circa. You got to save them as far as I'm concerned because they're one of the Christmas Day games.
Yeah.
So they would be off the list for me this week here at Circa.
And how many people have played Green Bay and or Cleveland already?
Yeah, it's like 1,800 last week.
That's right. You probably burned them already too, so that's a good observation.
Let's follow the money here on VSIN.
How about the under? Jacksonville going to score? I mean, what?
Arizona, what was that stat last year? They played every game to the under on the road?
Right.
And then somehow that game died against Tennessee in week one?
Good call. That's 9 straight unders on the road.
Yeah.
Great call. Forgot about it.
We'll play a little game called Do You Concur? Coming up next, the one injured quarterback who could be missed the most this weekend is...
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
DraftKings Casino brings you a new era of your favorite games, blackjack, roulette, slots, plus live dealer table games. And just this week, the DraftKings Casino paid out some huge wins. A player bet less than $2 and won $4,000 on Endless Treasures. Another one won $18,000 on Fortune Rangers. He had the big hit on Dancing Drums last week, which I told you about. So good. I love that game. If you haven't tried DraftKings Casino yet, now's the time. Sign up today. Claim a deposit bonus up to $1,500. Plus, they're starting you off with $50 in free credit just for signing up. Download the DraftKings Casino app now. Use code VSIN to claim this offer. Look at that. That's beautiful. Code VSIN. only with DraftKings Casino. It's available in Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia only. Casino.DraftKings.com for full details. There's the blackjack.
There it is.
Right off the bat. That is awesome.
I do have a hankering for playing blackjack. I thought about that the other day when I was coming into the casino. I was like, God, I need to play again. It's been a while.
I like it a lot of places. They offer it here at Cirque and the D. There are so many different ways you can play blackjack. And what I mean by that is with the side bets.
Yeah.
Like with the Buster blackjack, with the dealer, how many cards to bust you can get paid out.
That's right.
And pair square. If you have a pair.
Can you pair a square?
I think it's not bad. What is it? I think it's 25. Is it 20? 25 to 1 if it's suited?
Right,
if it's suited.
Yeah.
And they also have another game, too, that it adds up. Your cards add up with the dealer's card to 21 or something like that. So that's fun, too.
All right, here we go. Little game we like to call Do You Concur? Paulie, of all the injured quarterbacks who could either miss week three, could miss week three, Roethlisberger, Dalton, Wentz, Tua, the one who could be missed the most is Tua?
Oh, come on. No.
Why?
Absolutely not.
Why?
No way.
You're telling me?
You know what's funny? Wrong. My question for you was, Mac Jones is already better than Tua right now. Do you concur?
Oh, I would concur with that.
Okay.
I would.
The drop-off between, still, I know he hasn't played well, but still the biggest drop-off is between Roethlisberger and Rudolph slash Haskins, whatever it's going to be. Because is there a big difference between Dalton and Fields? I'd say no.
No, that's an upgrade.
The other thing, I think Wentz stinks. Flat out. You know, I just ran down the numbers earlier. He's already been sacked 6 times and taken 21 hits. He's holding the ball too long. It's on him. So Eason might struggle. This Eason-Hundley tandem that they're rolling out there. But that's... No, I don't think there's a drop-off with Tua and Brissett. Christ, Fitzpatrick was better than Tua last year.
What happens if... Let's say it's Haskins for the Steelers and the offense looks smooth and it operates and it's functioning and he's throwing the ball down the field and they score some points. Is that possible?
No.
It's not possible?
No.
All right. Other TV networks should copy what ESPN is doing with the Manning cast, but only if they have the right former athlete to build a broadcast around. Don't force it is what I'm saying. Would you concur?
Yes, and you should also get the in-play involved, like what we're doing with Beeson. Concur. That's Peter King nailed it. That should be the game. That's how we should, you know, take out all the guests. Maybe sprinkle a couple guys in.
Yeah, one or two.
It's a long
game. As long as the connection works, that kind of thing.
Right.
You
want that type of insight and joking around. And again, these guys aren't going to give you much. And some of these hires have been a joke. Jason Witten. I mean, Monday Night Football used to be the nuts.
Yeah.
Just putting everybody
in. For a long time.
Kornheiser, Dennis Miller, Jason Witten, Tessitore, Booger McFarlane from a crane. What are we doing here? But that should be more of, let's focus on in-play wagering, because now the NFL is all in with betting and gambling. That should be a focused on that. And you should get big-time athletes, personalities involved, too.
But I don't want to have the NBA can't force it. Because I think Barkley, I love Barkley, have for a long time. But, like, Barkley's role right now, and it has been the same for, like, 20 years, is awesome. I think having Barkley do this during a game would not work. I don't think there are a lot of NBA guys that could pull something like this off. So I'd be okay with it. I said this before. Kobe Bryant would have been amazing at what
Peyton Manning
is doing. Would
That's
have been
right.
the best
That's
of
right.
all time at it.
All right. Do you concur? I will set the over-under. I'll put it at 2.5. Teams to go undefeated this year in college football. And right. I will go under 2.5.
Regular season?
Do you concur?
I would concur with that as
do
well.
Concur.
At this time of year, middle to late September, it always looks like, oh my God, we might have 4, 5, 6 teams undefeated. How many times did it actually play out like that? So I will go under 2.5. We have candidates to make it go over 3.
Oh, there's plenty.
But
now, if Cincinnati wins next week, they're going to do it.
Yes, I would agree with that.
What's left on the schedule and UCF's quarterback's hurt.
I think Georgia's going to go undefeated in the regular season. Maybe Bama loses. That might be one of them. Oregon's not going to go undefeated.
No.
Oklahoma run the table?
I can't see it.
They're going to lose somewhere along the way?
Your candidates are more like a BYU, a Cincinnati,
no, of course, yeah.
something like that. Right?
How about other teams in the Big Ten? Iowa actually might go over.
Yeah, could happen.
Or might go undefeated.
Yeah, right. Could happen. Remember, y'all, every time you go out to eat, they always ask you, did you leave room for dessert? But do you concur? There's no reason to leave room for dessert. Or you can just flip it. Why can't we start with dessert? Like, I never think about that. Number one, I'm always full. I'm always focused on, oh, I got the appetizer. I have bread. Oh, here comes my steak or chicken, whatever. I mean, I never think about it. And plus, when I eat the dessert, I'm not a buffet guy. You aren't either. It's like that feeling afterwards. Of, oh, God, I ate so much. I am miserable. Why did I say I ate cake? I mean, that's where is it where they eat the salad last? Some people do that.
Yeah.
I like that. Mix it up. So why not just start with the dessert? Did you leave room for dessert? No, I'm going to start with dessert. I actually did that.
So do I concur?
Do you concur? Do you leave room for dessert?
No, because I don't. First of all, I'm the wrong guy to ask because I cut out. I'm pretty proud of myself. I cut out sweets like a decade ago.
You thought wrong.
Yeah.
So I rarely, if like special occasions, I might have a bite of something. But I eliminated pretty much all dessert and all sweets 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, whatever it was. And I never have a hankering for it. So it's never my plan going out to a restaurant. I can't wait to see what they have for dessert. I can't remember the last time I thought that ever. So, but what you pulled off yesterday, I thought was a total disgrace.
I was shocked. You were angry at me. I didn't know this was such a problem.
So we went on a, oh my God.
Well, there's a big announcement on the show Monday coming. Big announcement.
So we had a company breakfast.
Yeah.
There's like three members of management are there. You and I are there. Dustin, our producer, is there. And they take us up to Saginaw's here to get a bite to eat for breakfast. And, you know, I'm ordering, people are ordering omelets, breakfast burritos, got the Sunnyside eggs coming up, whatever, toast. Paulie's the last one to order, and he goes, give me a glass of water and a slice of cheesecake. That's your order?
Sure.
At a company breakfast?
I had a big dinner the night before. Cheesecake. It was good. Small portion, though. Very disappointing.
You can't make that your order.
And how about this? I was the last person to get served. That should be ready to go.
They should have refused service to you.
I'm looking right at it. Honey, bring it out. I had to sit there and wait, and it was a small piece of cheesecake, which every portion at Saginaw is big. And, of course, the cheesecake is small. Come with the cheesecake.
Yeah, yeah. And you wonder why you have a problem landing a woman. I would love to see this overall reaction.
No problem,
Paulie takes somebody out in the first date. Hey, what do you want? Eh, take a glass of water and a piece of cheesecake. I'm good to go. The reaction would be like, this guy's a lunatic. I'll see you later.
You tell me how bad marriage is.
That's great. I found the right woman. I found the right one. I was stunned at your order. I looked at people like, did you hear that?
Why were you stunned? I got a sweet tooth. That's how
I do it. You do an order different. You know what? Even you suck it up. You order the omelet. You order a breakfast burrito. You take a couple of bites. I'm not hungry. I'll take it home.
I had a piece of toast after. So you can chime in on that. Do you leave room for dessert? No good there. I'll give you another one. Forget
Let
that.
Me go. Let me go.
Forget that.
One of the best escapes from life is getting lost watching videos on YouTube.
Yeah, this is where I was going to go. Absolutely. And the last thing, in the last couple of weeks, there's been a couple of these. Just getting lost, and you just lose track of time because it's sitting, just one after another. Actually, it was 9/11 watching stuff.
You look, it's 2 hours later. Like, what am I still doing here?
All the incredible stories and stuff coming out of 9/11. And then, I haven't seen that before. I never knew that. I haven't seen this video before. And then just when we had New York Mike on talking about Windows on the World restaurant and going back and looking at that, what that restaurant looked like. But the other one is Shark Tank. When you just see, because I love Shark Tank, and they run marathons on the weekends, but you go back and look up there, and it's just Mark Cuban losing his mind. Or someone offers the guy his entire company for $4 million. Or this pitch went this way. Or this guy, they actually said no to this pitch. And the guy sold his company to Amazon for $1 billion. You look up, it's like, my God, I've been doing this for 90 minutes.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
I've recently got caught in a Saturday Night Live vortex.
Oh,
right?
I'm sure with the Norm MacDonald stuff. That was another one.
I couldn't stop.
The Norm MacDonald passed.
It was all afternoon one day.
Concur.
And then you're going to probably hate this, what I'm about to say, but Miley Cyrus performed with Metallica.
I saw it. I was disgusted.
Nothing else matters?
I was made aware of it.
You watched it?
No, I will not watch that.
Oh, she was awesome. And what Metallica thought of her and Hetfield, the look on his face when she was singing, they knew him. She's like the voice of our generation. She's that good. You don't like Miley Cyrus?
Oh, the voice. I mean, that's...
You don't like Miley Cyrus?
I don't think you should branch out like that.
Well, you don't like the mashups is what you're saying.
I'm not a fan of that.
Okay. Well, they're huge. They're big. People do like them.
I think you're hurting the fan base, the hardcore fan. I don't think you should be. Yeah.
I was fine with it. I thought it was really good. More of Sunday's games coming up next. You know this game is going to be chaotic or have a bad beat, whatever, coming up on Sunday.